The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, 5 days since the impact of Hurricane Helene, the conditions remain dire.
And it's especially nerve-wracking for North Texans who have loved ones in the hurricane zone. Communication failures have left a cloud of uncertainty.
From Kaufman, Sarah Fivecoat says her grandmother and mom live in Asheville, North Carolina, one of the hardest hit areas. She heard from her mom just before the storm hit.
She had sent my brother and I a text message just letting us know the storm was coming through, but it was supposed to be gone later that afternoon, and then it was crickets.
Fortunately, they were eventually able to make contact. Texans are rolling toward the hurricane zone to help in several states, including South Carolina, where the governor, Henry McMaster, says their power remains off.
We have power lines tangled up with trees and limbs, and it is dangerous to go in and try to clear that out yourself.
At least 130 deaths have now been confirmed from Helene. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Volunteers from around Texas are moving into the hurricane zone to help.
We're going to deploy our mass feeding kitchen capable of feeding 30,000 meals a day. We're sending flood recovery teams. We're sending a mobile shower laundry unit.
Texans on Missions' John Hall goes on to say that they'll do what's needed, from providing hot meals to wading into flooded homes to remove soggy carpet and sheetrock.
American Airlines helping in the recovery efforts.
They've teamed up with AirLink, a nonprofit humanitarian organization that brings critical aid to communities in crisis. The airline donating 10 million AA Advantage miles to help AirLink connect emergency responders and relief workers to the most urgent need. American Airlines is incentivizing any donations contributed by customers through American's dedicated Red Cross website by offering AA Advantage bonus miles. Visit redcross.org/AA to make a donation. From the 24-hour news center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
City officials in Richardson say they're making progress in recovering from a cyber attack last week.
The city shut down some of its internal computer networks after they were targeted by hackers last week as a security measure to limit the amount of data that could be exposed. They're still working to determine exactly what type of data was compromised. In the meantime, they have successfully reestablished internal network communications. Customers can still use the city's website or smartphone app to pay their utility bills, since those systems were not directly affected, but there could be delays in posting those payments to a customer's account. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Turning now to sports. Why did Klay Thompson choose the Mavs?
During the Mavs media day, a whole lot of focus was turned towards free agent addition Klay Thompson, who joined Dallas after a Hall of Fame-level career with the Golden State Warriors, and spoke on his reasons for coming to town.
That's why I was here in the first place, because I saw how close they were to winning a championship and the opportunity to do that again. I don't take it for granted, and I'm going to work my hardest to try and get us back there.
From the 24-hour news center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Do you use the parking meters in Dallas? Well, prices are going up starting today. The minimum rate on street parking meters now $1 an hour. Some meters already charge $1. So those will stay the same. Any meters below $1 are going up, with the exception of the ones in Deep Ellum. Those will not raise the price until 2026. There's a lot of reconstruction on Commerce Street at this point.
Kamala Harris reiterates her support for legalizing marijuana, marking her first public stance on the issue since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee. Speaking on the All the Smoke podcast, Harris emphasized the need to end the criminalization of marijuana use, stating, quote, "I just feel strongly people should not be going to jail for smoking weed." She also highlighted the historical injustices tied to marijuana-related incarcerations and who has been most impacted.
The trial for a man who struck and critically injured a Dallas police officer is finally going to trial 6 years after the fact.
63-year-old Boniface Matabuku is accused of striking Dallas police officer Brandon Barber in October of 2018. At the time, Barber was helping guard a previous accident scene on I-20 near Mountain Creek Parkway. He has been waiting nearly 6 years for the former Uber driver to be brought to trial. Barber was laying down flares when he was struck and thrown nearly 100 feet. The charge could land Matabuku Buku in prison for life. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A new health study has many questioning their choices at the supermarket.
This study suggests that chemicals in food packaging are leading to an increased rate of breast cancer. But Dr. Jessica Trevino-Jones at UT Health says this is happening well before items hit the supermarket.
At the end of the day, it is always better to have less processed food, trying to get things as fresh as you can.
She says in the big picture, this is a wake-up call for federal health regulators, and she expects that eventually it will lead to change. In the meantime, she says it highlights the importance of getting regular mammograms. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Former President Jimmy Carter makes history again.
Celebrations are happening today to mark the 100th birthday of America's 39th president. In his hometown of Plains, family friend Jan Williams tells me,
"It's such a milestone that he wanted to reach. He's taught us so much in 100 years.
Carter is set to spend the day at his home there in Plains, where he's been in hospice care since February of 2023. A military flyover is planned in Plains, as well as several other community events. In Atlanta, the Carter Library is charging only 100 cents for admission, or $1, a penny for every year of his life. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
In sports, two notable athletes have died.
Baseball's all-time hits leader Pete Rose has passed away at the age of 83. Rose was banned in 1989 after a Major League Baseball investigation determined he had bet on baseball, including his own team. Rose played most of his career with the Cincinnati Reds. Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo, one of the best defensive players in NBA history and a longtime global ambassador for the game, has passed away from brain cancer. He was 58. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
We don't have long to wait to find out which Texas restaurant gets the bragging rights as the first Michelin star winner.
Michelin announced that its Texas restaurant guide is going to be coming out November 11th. It's hosting a major announcement event that day in Houston. The Michelin guide comes to Texas for the first time ever. It's also going to announce which restaurants get the eco-friendly green stars and the best restaurants for people living on a budget. Dallas and Fort Worth both committed $270,000 each to be part of the new Michelin Guide for the next 3 years. That's 90 grand a year. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm David Rankin, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it is National Taco Day, and that means it's time to celebrate one of the most beloved dishes on the planet. Do you guys prefer soft or crunchy shells when you're doing your tacos?
Crunchy, definitely.
Depends on my mood.
I'm going soft. you can pack it with beef or chicken, fish, veggies. Today is the day to indulge from street stands to gourmet tacos. Hey, I bet the State Fair of Texas has some good tacos as well.
I bet they do.
Everybody's got their take. At Taco Bell, they've got $1 deals today. Fuzzy's Taco Shop has $1.50 tacos. Taco Cabana, $1 bean and cheese tacos and $2 ground beef or shredded chicken. And at El Pollo Loco, 3 chicken tacos for $5.
I'm sorry, but Taco Day in Texas is like St. Patty's Day in Ireland.
It is.
Every day is Taco Day.
Why do we not have the day off?
It's Tuesday, which is always Taco Tuesday.
News Radio 1080 KRLD is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson. Good morning, DJ.
Good morning. You know, you guys have just teed me up perfectly. What a great segue. PepsiCo is reportedly ready to spend $1 billion to buy out an Austin-based family company, Siete Foods. They make grain-free tortillas. It's a 10-year-old company, and they have grain-free because there was a family member who had an autoimmune disease, and they identified that it was the grain in the tortilla. So they make grain-free, and they may get bought out for $1 billion. Stock market looking to resume the rally yesterday, the 33rd record high close for the Dow Jones Industrials Average for 2024, and the 43rd record high close for the S&P. It'll be an uphill battle right now because the S&P looks lower by 5. The NASDAQ would be down 4 if we open right now, and it'd been positive most of the day. The Dow would be down 127 points. Those dock workers on the East Coast and along the Gulf Coast have gone on strike, so that's weighing heavily on the stock market. Jay Powell yesterday, the chairman of the Fed, indicating they're a little more likely to do quarter point cuts in interest rates going forward rather than the half point, and of course, crude oil. Well, crude actually closed with its worst quarter of the year, despite all the uncertainty over the Middle East. Crude's down 80 cents now, 67.37. The price of gold's up another $18.50 to a record high, and interest rates are pulling back just below 3.74%. Light selling across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Happening right now as we are enjoying the tranquility of North Texas. Half the world away, Israel says troops are entering Lebanon at this hour for a limited, localized, and targeted ground raids against Hezbollah strongholds there.
In other news, Gen Z is taking sleep to the next level with a TikTok trend called sleep maxing.
We got my little sleep stack right here, 200 milligrams of magnesium glycinate every single night. I got a nose strip and some mouth tape for optimal nasal breathing overnight.
Y'all just get off your phones and just go to bed.
I said like a true mom.
Yeah, just go to bed. Oh, by the way, they're trying everything from taping their mouths shut to improve breathing to various tricks aimed at boosting sleep quality. However, some health experts are skeptical, warning there's no solid proof that these methods actually improve sleep. Despite its viral popularity, doctors say focusing on established sleep practices and listening to your mother, also good sleep hygiene may be a better approach than these trendy techniques.
You know, Jared has a good point. Whatever happened to that glass of warm milk that we used to be put to bed with back in the day?
That's right. Or it was, you better go to bed or I'll give you something to go to bed about.
That's a good point. National Democrats spending big bucks here in Texas, hoping to help Colin Allred unseat Senator Ted Cruz. Experts say they likely see the race as a chance to pull a November surprise and pick up a seat.
It's not so much they think that they can win this race. It's just they have no choice but to try like hell to win it.
SMU political analyst Cal Gilson says Democrats often come to Texas to raise funds. It's rare that they spend that kind of cash here, though.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.